Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. I've been to many kinds of parties, but there's one advertised on Facebook that's hard to believe. It's called Chicken Pox Party Line.
Oh, wow. A chicken pox party?
Oh, yeah. Here's another. Find a pox party.
Right. These are parties where parents bring their kids to expose them to a child sick with chicken pox.
They believe if their kids get the wild virus, varicella zoster, they'll develop a more vigorous immunity than the vaccine can provide. But this really stems from a continued distrust of vaccines among a subset of parents in America.
Public health experts say these parents are not only misguided, but are downplaying the serious risks of a full-blown infection. Chickenpox causes hundreds of blisters that, when scratched, can lead to life-threatening bacterial infections.
The virus can cause encephalitis, an infection of the lining of the brain. Children who get chickenpox can also develop shingles as adults when the dormant virus comes back as a highly painful nerve disorder.
By comparison, the chickenpox vaccine introduced in 1995 significantly lowers the risk of infection. Those vaccinated who do get infected aren't nearly as sick or contagious. They also face a lower risk of shingles later in life.
Yet, incredibly, the interest for natural infection has spurred postings on Facebook from people selling $50 contaminated lollipops and infected clothing by overnight mail. Law enforcement has since cracked down because it's illegal. Plus, the virus may not survive shipment, but other serious bacterial and viral diseases may prevail.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, a severe reaction to the chickenpox vaccine is extremely rare. Only those with certain health risks should not get it. Talk to your pediatrician.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.